other marvelous ones here on ntnradio.com, Spotify, and all those other great places you get your podcast. Man, we got a lot to talk about.
We
yes.
have a lot
Bring it.
To talk
Let's
about.
Do it.
After long, long, long discussions on all the different itinerary of topics, we didn't really set up what we're going to talk about first.
No, we didn't. So here's what we're going to do. First thing we're going to do is we're going to tell people this. We're going to be like, hey, they dropped four Wednesdays. They dropped
like
four
hot.
Wednesdays. But we're not going to start Wednesday talking about it here on the show till next week.
Because for one reason.
With Resident Alien.
Oh, in memoriam, it's a sad, joyous. Do we celebrate or do we mourn? It's one of those moments.
We're gonna
because
have to discuss that.
This is the last time we're talking about real time RA, and I've mentioned it a couple times just on random messaging. It's all in the past now. Anything we say after today is in the past.
We have Star Trek: Next Generation to talk about.
Not Next Generation. Don't confuse listeners.
No.
Strange New Worlds to talk about. We're about to have Wednesday to talk about. We're about to have Peacemaker to talk
Peacemaker's
about.
Peacemaker's in his
Twisted
house.
Twisted Metal is out. We're going to kind of put Twisted Metal on the shelf this week, too. We're just going to talk.
I'm going to go off on an RA, on Resident Evil. I'm going to go off.
Gonna be so
I'm
much.
Definitely. I'm going to, I and presume you too
warning,
as well, but yeah.
We might be running a little long today.
And there may be weeping. Just
yeah, you could be.
I was actually in outside of any detail spoilers. I think I messaged out there like I was pissed. I was angry. I was like, "F the show," because it was good. I mean, it was classic Resident Alien. It put a button on everything. But this one, instead of which it had all the stuff, the comedy, the sci-fi, but it was just like this. And I'm motioning, gesturing my finger on my hand like it kept pressing the damn emotion button. Emotion.
I thought you were talking to your penis.
We see what we no, want to see, don't we, Phil?
It was a Resident Alien joke.
Let
the record show he's pointing at his penis.
What? No.
No, up here. Let the record show.
This isn't our...
True statement.
By the Department of Housing and Affairs Council.
Intergalactic Department of Housing.
No, but see, intergalactic's almost too sexy. It was just very bland. It was like it was a housing department of HOA something or other. But yeah, this was nothing but it checked all the boxes, but it was like, I guess as it should be. Emotion.
Check at all.
I don't know. Sorry, I just watched
Let's
it. Star Trek. Okay,
Start with
okay.
Star Trek.
I was scurred. That was a scurry one. This is like a bit. They're good at adding horror when they want. There was the whole black eyes. It could have been like a Korean Japanese horror movie with the whole thing. And we're talking about the same show. You guys are giving me weird looks.
I don't know where the Korean Japanese horror movie came in on that. But okay, I've never seen that.
Like The Ring or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stuff along those that breath. But it has that. It just, yeah, it was kind of. I was ambivalent to the new characters. Like, oh, great, this is freaking Oscar or Ollie from in Brady Bunch. It's almost a single line in the show. He's like a little too jolly, a little too cool. And
he wasn't wearing red, had no expectation.
But he was wearing white in Japanese culture. That's it. But my point is, they killed him. They killed him dead. Like, straight
hard.
Up. Yeah, the freaking
so
witch.
Is that the second time they've had the Z word?
Did they use the Z word?
Remember, they fought the zombie Gorn.
No, I remember he said we're not going to use
this.
I remember that.
Yeah, but
in this episode.
Was brain dead.
Oh, okay, but they weren't like mentioning the phrase. Well, he wasn't brain dead. He was tooked over by
he was brain dead. They said his brain
killed
was
it.
Dead.
They killed him, but then animated his body with the creature that escaped.
The glowy orb thing was in there. Yeah, so... Oh,
the lizard, the slug thing or whatever.
Oh, and then, I mean, really great... I mean, I didn't really write notes on this, but you're reminding me of the fight scene in the damn medical lab. The Gorn thing came out of wow!
And the Gorn recognized it? Like, oh!
It was an ancient, like, alien evil. Yeah, that was... And then it was a good fight!
That was new. That had not come up before. the Gorn. You know, this they're really exploring the Gorn this season, and I'm kind of digging that.
Hey, again,
you hated the last. Oh wait, not the last.
I wasn't too keen on the previous episode, but
I am digging
entire Gorn stuff
because there's no truffles in it or whatever those things are, Furbies, whatever.
Truffle
and I'm gonna nail this spike this home run ball, Orin. This is what I'm saying. When you go super poo poo on something, oh, that didn't work. Or they went on a pivot or something creative that was out of the norm, out of the comfort zone. This is the creative process. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't.
What didn't hit about last? You were right. I loved the villain of last week. The murder mystery of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying there are times when Warren says
like so much good in that episode.
When Warren says like, oh, I didn't like the way they did this, they should have like that wasn't canon. It was like the recurrence, like the past one, this current. I really this whole series.
The problem
sometimes
is
they go out.
But one of the actors did it.
No, I didn't care for was the.
I enjoyed holodeck. The twist.
It's just so early. I mean that there wasn't that holodeck wasn't for a. 100-some years later on TNG.
You're such a no. It was mentioned like an Archer or something like that, or
mentioned in Enterprise.
There was an episode where there was an alien race that had the technology and they wanted to share it. I remember that. It's just holodeck trivia. But the point is, it was still a good episode, and one or two sentences covered it. Oh, the power drain, we can't do it. We'll put it off. It's sort of the same thing when with the Archer, the other Enterprise is boring me already, where they encountered the Borg. That was such a cheat. It's like, oh, but the way it worked is they put them off for another 500, 600. Oh, well, we're going to have to fight them later. It's a problem later. Like,
Speaking of cheats.
Did you say cheats?
In the ancient alien temple thing. Which,
a prison. It's a prison.
It's a prison.
The moment they said ancient aliens, I was all in. But
wonder why.
But I'm going to say this. Uhura was packing much back.
I didn't catch that. That's a Phil thing.
Oh, like,
I didn't catch. I'm not trying to jump to it yet, but the past two episodes, at least, of Resident Alien, Asta was bringing it. She was bringing it.
I'm telling you,
it's their time.
I was like,
no. What caught me was like, it was simple, but it's like, oh, it's on. It was one of those moments where he's like, well, my drone thing is catching on to both of us because it recognizes heat. That's why it's watching us. I was like, hey, that was an Isaac double gun.
I like that. Heat. Don't make it awkward with Nurse Chapel because she's jealous as all get out.
She may or may not. It's just that it's the old boyfriend. I want to move on, but no one else can have him. Kind of vibe.
Yeah. It's jealousy.
But right? I'm still mad. I'm still mad. I don't know if I'll forgive her. That she shouldn't have done. I felt like she dumped me.
Like, okay, so it's not like she did that to me. But now I don't view her as hot.
As what? As hot?
As hot. Like
I agree. I vote. I vote with that.
Like now it's like. I don't know. I mean, she's changed her appearance.
You're putting bros before hoes is what I'm hearing.
Right? But bros before hoes.
Right? Her hair is longer, but I usually like long hair, but the shorter hair looks better on her.
And
overall,
like now I'm like, all right. They've made Singh, right? Singh is the other one's name?
Yeah.
Looked so much better that it's now like, oh.
Oh, that was hot. The dancing's are that last move where you. Where he put his hand right on her upper inner thigh, and the last one was hey, that was kind of
Fox moving up in the world.
He's knocking him at. Well, I don't know if he's moving up, down, sideways, but he's knocking him down. That's for dang sure. He's because he had that moment where it's like the three of them were walking down the hallway. It's like dang, Spock was up with both of these hottie hots.
Spock's trying to be prince of outer space.
But he's all Mr. Logical because he's Mr. Challenge because he's not showing the emotion. So.
Women like shut off men. But anyways, a project they can fix, right? That's what they all like.
Let's not go down that. Talk about a rabbit hole. I'm not happy with. I'm looking for reasons not to like her now. Opposed to before, I was just enchanted with every move she did. Now I'm not happy that she led him on. He was ready. He opened his heart. And she brought a boyfriend like after 3 months. So that's not, I ain't down. That's not okay, man. Not okay.
Not okay. Not okay.
But
mad scientist lady cracked me up this episode too.
I was wondering. I was like,
she was awesome.
I was wondering if she's like sick because they kept doing the thing like, oh, she had a conflicting actor schedule or something. Because Scotty was like, oh, she's doing this. She's at a seminar. I was like, hey, whoa, did it like, you know. I thought she might have gotten hurt or got sick or something.
They're looking for a way to blend it over to Scotty,
I guess. But are you having an earthquake or attacked by Gorn over there? Warren, Warren. He's like, your thing was shaking you're bobbing your knee or something.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I thought
I have a tendency to do that.
But anyways, restless leg. Just a good episode.
Yes, it was.
Had a little bit of scare to it.
It was horror. That was like some legit horror, and what they're doing well, even with a whole bunch of other episodes, the past two for sure, they've got that one vibe of Star Trek from the OG. Like, they're not getting out of this. There's no escape. There's no. You look all around you, but at the same time, Aurora had that moment when she's talking to that beta dude, where it's like, oh no, he's like freaking out. It's like, we're gonna find a way out of this. I'm like, how about? Are you going to get out of this? but the attitude was there. That was a Kirk moment.
That's the Federation attitude. We'll figure it out.
It's like, how are you going
to figure it out? Yeah, I was how to get into draws.
I'm pulling back the bad word. How are you going to pull this up? There's nothing. We're on different dimensions. You don't have the technology to understand how to get out of this. How the hell did all of you are translators now? You can read this. This squiggly squig, Greek, Japanese, Korean, you know, writing.
Like, this is like Chinese or Japanese. It's like, how do you know that?
I mean, Uhura, sure, she's communication, she's comms, but how does the warrior fighter lieutenant sing and maybe Spock? Because just he reads that stuff on the side, but freaking Nurse Chapel, the damn she's Nurse Chapel. she just takes blood tests and. You know.
So, anyway, she's gotten less hot. That's all I'm saying.
Since she's, no, she's still just
yes,
no, bros before hoes, but she's still hot.
No, I'm not saying she's not hot, but again, I was looking for it, and I'm going to get all crude and pervy here. But there was that silhouette when they were leaving at the very last second, and it was a profile, and you know, it didn't, you know, where it was the opposite of a.
You're freezing up. Close some of your apps. Warren, you still there?
For Phil.
Yep, I'm good.
Fernando, you have froze up. Close some of the apps on your computer, bud. I guess maybe we should wait till he comes back.
Yeah, we'll give him a moment. But yeah, I agree. This was a decent episode. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Decent?
Yeah. They've had so many out of the ballpark ones.
Strikes again. They've had so many out of the ballpark ones
that even a good one seems just decent anymore.
Madman Strikes Again is the name of the
Return of the Mad.
No, it was literally mad, but it was, you know, they have so many hot, good, over the top shows that this doesn't compare to those.
You're not. That's not cool, man. Like, here.
Well, you're comparing it to the best of the best.
I don't want no part of that. I'm
look here. I'm using visuals with my hands. On percentages, you're 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%. They've hit some balls way out of the park in the 90s and the 100s.
Over the wall.
Okay, but you're comparing every episode to all of those. That you need to That's give a comprehensive. But it's not right. That's not how you do it.
It don't matter.
It doesn't give a proper assessment of an evaluation of the production value and storytelling overall.
Well, the production value has been good on every episode. The production value.
Projecting. I think his wife is like, you looked okay yesterday, or you looked really good in uniform, but you don't today. I think he's just projecting. We're just going to leave it at that.
I don't know what to say.
Let's get on the resident alien.
Yes. He's, you know what? Because now I hope that we're not giving away.
You're out. I'm telling you.
Just because Warren has moved to Ohio, because of that, we're given the rating of Warren. He's in Ohio too, maybe three. If we're
Matt resident alien, I will block Ohio.
This is one of the best resident aliens. Period. It was one of the best.
Oh, you made me close one of my apps that I had some notes on. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. It's some bullshit. I love it. That is bullshit. He's like, well, he's like, you got to finish it. A lot of, I don't want to say a ton of good ringers, but a lot of good paying homage to the early part of the show.
Yeah, yeah. She even did the cemeteries. Like, I had to look that up.
There was a lot of callbacks. A lot of callbacks.
The Nicki Minaj dancing scene, which was one of my favorite in the early episodes.
But I dug deeper because that was obvious. The dance scene's like, okay, then Harry at the very end he got in. That was the introduction to him being human and but it just the song itself. Did you catch that?
Saying.
Oh, I don't know if you because on the first layer it's
the
how much
it was Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I didn't even know it was that. The connection for me was Starship because if you listen to the lyrics, we're doing it all. This is what we're meant to do. Starship. Yeah. He's leaving the Starship.
Meant to rise. Yeah.
Yeah. We're meant to rise. And then we're doing it all over again.
Yeah.
With the new alien coming in. I was like,
but that was in episode one. That was the end of episode one when he was dancing.
There was a lot of callbacks in all through the show.
Like when the doctor was like, Ma, I'm going to get him back and all this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, there's the doctor that Max ratted out as the alien. There was just so many like random callbacks. It was
if you look film wise, it was almost all but the same framing. With the mom and thing. And again, if you look back at the old clip, that he looked like he aged 30 years. Holy crap. He was like a little boy then. His face, he was a kid. Now, I remember a close up. It's like he's almost all but getting like crow's feet already. You know,
he's got facial hair and he's got,
he's tall, he's lanky and, it's just, I don't know.
He's not a little boy anymore.
So many good things to see. I had no idea how they were going to wrap it up and I kind of liked it.
And they didn't treat any of the characters poorly either. And I'd really like that. So many times when you get to this episode like this, some of the characters get, messed up in the end. I liked everyone had a good farewell.
Believable
farewell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Judy. She's hooking up with the alien.
Doctor. Yeah.
The next day, arm in arm, they're hooking up. Yeah. They're getting together.
Her with the I can't fit any more encyclopedias in my own.
And then you have these horse hairs on your bed. Just I mean, this is just random. And just the nuances, just her hitting the wagon on the coffee table on the these are little
touches.
Yeah. Just master strokes.
And then in the bar, Darcy was drinking Sprite.
Yeah. I paused that when the things are, there's three arms, not four when they're doing the shots on that shot.
And then when she cheers, she had a can of soda. It looked like maybe
that's what I'm saying.
So that was cool.
If I may. Yeah. I did it. This is maybe the only time ever again, because it probably will. I did it past episode where if I can just rattle off all the buda budooms, take 4 minutes and then just go from there. Otherwise, if I may. Okay. I give the MVP award on this final episode to Big Black.
Yeah.
We saw that fishing scene a zillion billion galaxies away. This is what Harry's going to do as far as the father. But again, like the assembly line and I Love Lucy of the chocolates, I enjoyed watching it play out. Saw it a mile away.
His anger in his cabin.
Oh no, because
he was
pissed.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would have been okay. It would have just been enough if an average show, if we saw that thing coming a mile away. I felt for the sheriff, like he was legit angry with Harry. Everybody's giving him accolades. But then when Darcy called him, I was like, well, maybe if you took your dad fishing, he wouldn't have to.
Darcy with the haymaker.
Come on. I heard that. It's dropped the mic, and then they started doing the fourth grade chest bumps. It's like, I'm taking my shit.
Come on, go. We go.
Oh, I want to go. I got to snap. But I literally, my head's extreme. Like, oh, snap. She went there. She just went there. And then again, I'm just going to, because almost every scene when it was just the deputy and the sheriff and the lady. I don't think you're supposed to tell women, you know, they're tired looking. I don't know about you two. I've been there. That is like a standard, you know, if you tell a young guy up and coming, you don't tell it to women because I was in that spot. Yeah, that's not cool. And then just to have that in the same moment, if you're just reading the script on the same page, is going, yeah, and like, you know, the monkeys groping women. No, that's not. I just can't imagine reading that cold and that those
I
two.
I don't think the women appreciate the monkeys.
But he's like, no, but the way he presents is like, yeah, it's like women bring to, you know, throwing the fruit, and when they grow up the monks, everybody's cool with that. Like, Christ Almighty, where do they come up with this? This is incredible. So again, so Big Black doing that. And then I forgot to mention last week. Again, it's the subtleties, and Warren and I was going off on the team up of Big Black and Harry because we've never really had it strong, and it was tight.
And then have the anger this week.
Yeah, and because I forgot to mention when again one scene in the office where he's all, you know, Mr. Loyalty. We're gonna go. He's telling the husband, Liv's husband, we're gonna go out. We're gonna find her, guaranteed. And then yep. Harry's right next to him. That shouldn't guarantee.
No, don't do that. Shaking his head.
That was just freaking brilliant. Again, all freaking gold with these guys. Wildly awesome. If it was just them, then one meanwhile, the show is done. Let alone multiple, you know, scenes with Darcy Blau and all the entire cast. And also, I didn't mention also before. You two have to. I have friends in law enforcement. He encapsulates a lot of my friends all squished into one that are in law enforcement, just the attitude, he backs it up. He's not pure Barney Fife, but he's got this sense of bravado. Like but then he'll say outrageous things like the moon is made of drywall or something. So like that, but he gets all, you know, he keeps his cool is not the best word of it, but when they kidnap him, he's like, we want you to join. It's like, join the government? I ain't doing that. And he's like, we'll give you advanced weapons. Good. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'm here.
So
I just have one thing I need to you add. And they bring Liv in. That was excellent. Excellent.
I had to get the subtitles. I didn't know what she said. And he's like, what about the fairies? Oh,
fairies.
File?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. It was like, okay. Hey, but anyway, between that, it just didn't pull any punches with the sentimental emotions. And because Harry was still cold when he had to be, where, you know, Asta brings in the rainbows, like, oh, you know, people love it. We're never separated. We'll always be. Well, that sucks. It's better when we're together. He's not wrong. And at the end, again, it's just I mentioned this last episode, Warren, where I just recognized from the second, the little bit that episode, when he's in human form, he's a selfish kid and just kind of a jerk, whatever. But when he's in the alien form, he's Superman. It's like Clark Kent Superman. He's like a hero, his whole demeanor, what he says. And then he kind of hit it again at the end when Max comes over and like he just like, my friend or something, my friend's like, there's just so sort of a nobility when he mentions that. And but again, two separate people. Again, it's just one with a cape, one without. So even again, being cold, he's like, well, the Muslim young lady was like, oh, well, the teacher said that the alien is going to be his alien. He's not going to kill it. It's like 50-50. I mean, again, it's just rapid fire. They keep hitting us. And
and you mentioned something just now. I didn't realize it. They should have the nurse needed a line in this final episode. And I didn't catch it. She wasn't in it.
No, the last week I mentioned, I think that the last one with the Tiffany, the Taylor Swift picture in Asta's office, that could have been our last. Yeah. Even the cousin, the lawyer, whatever, she was lucky to be in that final endgame scene.
She was only in it because it was showing family.
Bad. Yeah, well, it needs someone to hold the placard because she was in the scene where they introduced this see you later friend, something like that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to finish it up with the song again. This was done with heart and craftsmanship. And this is my final note. I look back because there's a song, Lost Together, that really just captured my attention. I wanted to see which episode it was. And so I just caught the last scene. It was the one where they discovered the Greys are going to take over the Earth, and Harry is going to stop them. And then the dad has the one sage Yoda comment at the end, like, well, because Darcy's freaking out, we're going to die. And but then the dad's like, how does this change anything? You just live your best life. And I was like, oh, snap. My point is, it wasn't even funny. I mean, it was sentimental. And then the only scene I rewinded to was when the Big Black and the deputy are walking down the street, and I forgot about Mama or the grandmother, how much of a jerk she was. She came up and just totally humiliated, embarrassed her, and just belittled her, basically. Yeah. And then they get back in the car, and they're just getting, they're talking shop, and all of a sudden she just breaks down. It's like, I do everything I can, as best I can. It's never good. And I'm like, whoa, hey, whoa. This has nothing to do with aliens. This has nothing to do with anything. Law enforcement, and they brought the emotions. And that's my final comment. That it's my point is, no matter what episode, it still resonates. And I've forgotten everything from that. I saw a trailer where I forgot that agent on the train. Harry like pushed her through the window, and her head snapped off
by another train. Yeah.
Yeah, but that, and between that and the very, when the one agent had her guts opened up because she was implanting, like, whoa, they can go dark. They can go dark. They can. But then you have the absurdity of everything else. So I'm done. Missed
one of the best scenes where it showed Harry being a 12-year-old was the diner scene where he told him Tellurian was called Ballsack.
I got to get me some Ballsack. Harry.
He's like, until I have my hands on that Ballsack.
And then
sounds like you're laughing at me. No, I'm coughing.
Hey, drink some water. It's like, oh, you would make a very bad doctor. But I'm appreciating his quirks that he's brought to this character. This is him as an actor. I'm sure there was some, discussions about it. But the whole the past episode when they're cracking on his walk, I noticed it in plain sight, but I never really noticed he did look like a drunk child, toddler walking around.
The best part is like, I think I've just come to accept it. You noticed it.
Yeah.
Yes, like exactly.
It was it was accepted.
It was just part of his thing. And then they brought it up and it was like, oh man. But it was, I thought the interaction between the two aliens in the diner, again, the guy's like, have you tried this? They have no redeeming qualities except maybe this body. I mean, they were all like same realizations that Harry made. It was just funny. What's her name?
Asta, Darcy, Mayor's wife. What?
No, her kid, Jay.
Oh,
reading
Jay.
The letters.
Yeah. Oh, that got me. The hallway scene.
Yeah.
She's just like, Granny's like, because you felt it. The character, she was feeling all guilty. And then the big hug, and I love you. I'm like, oh, because she was feeling bad. It was family, it was sentimental. And a trivia. I was going to say that, on the tail end of where Harry is like Clark Kent human form and then Superman when he turns into alien form, the nobility in his voice, he sounds like Optimus Prime. There's a humility as the leader hero.
There's a resonance to it, yeah.
Yeah, but then I just remembered he has voiced over Optimus Prime before. Yeah. And the other trivia, it's been
and
long
Superman
enough.
Superman and a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, Clayface is in Joker. He's been Clayface is probably his best. But did we go over this trivia on? I forgot whatever the name of the octopus was, 42 or 48.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 47.
Did we go over who the voice was for that?
Well, that's the guy. That's the captain from
Nathan Fillion. Trinity. Yeah,
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, and the Green Lantern, the last Superman.
Yeah, Green Lantern.
I thought that was just kind of a cool trivia lick, but I think there's going to, whether it's the three of us together or Fernando by himself, there's going to have to be a binge go back.
Yeah.
The show is that good. I mean, again, I just went to whatever season 2, episode 3 and like, wow, this is good. Is really, really good.
And throughout the whole, so one thing I realized watching the finale where they were making callbacks to earlier in the show, like the dance scene at the 59 from the very first episode, the doctor scene from another season, and all this stuff is
and Asta going to the cemetery to talk to Dr. Hodges again.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know who that was at first. I had to look it up. I forgot. Totally forgot.
But literally, the whole show, they do callbacks to earlier episodes.
On purpose. You know, they knew going purpose, in. So,
right? You know,
yeah, and did a good job of it.
You know, I'm sure somewhere in season 3, episode 6, there's a callback to an earlier episode.
A comment or something.
Yeah, a comment. So it just kind of keeps, like the pizza, the pies, that's the one thing I thought we'd see is him like loading it up with pizza. But like, and then he's like, I have to get to my Heather, right? And he's like, this spaceship will get me there. And then it like clunks. He's like, we're close, yeah. You know, he's like,
close we'll enough. Close enough.
Right?
Again, yeah, the production value is great. Everything's believable, whether it was the hive of the mantis things to the spaceship. Because if you noticed, even the little cells would move differently when it crashed. One of the pieces moved sideways. It wasn't just like, you know, a 1990s CGI where it just was complete. And I do what you reminded me. I will call one super nerd BS moment, though.
Uh-oh.
Instead of all the trouble they went through to kill the manta, they burned, what, 2.5-3 episodes on it. Couldn't he just, like, call up his wife girlfriend? Because
she took good care of the manta in 13.
I know that was nothing. That for her, that was stepping on ant.
She left, and he didn't want to call her back.
No, but he could call her for this one move, just to come and kill him.
No, that was a classy act. No, I like that. Right?
I don't know.
He didn't call her. He sent her away, and he wasn't calling her back.
For me, that was a big black.
Nothing about love.
At what?
You know nothing about love.
Did you say love or rough? You racist.
Step aside. Step aside. Nothing about love.
I am talking from a big black practical moment. That was the strategy to kill her.
Nothing about love.
Oh, he does. He does.
So
and again, just from this area too, the little nuances. He wearing the Georgetown jersey. I mean, these guys took care into every little tidbit quadrant. If you don't even remember that, when they kidnapped him, I think he was a Georgetown. He's wearing a Georgetown sweatshirt.
Yeah, I know that.
And there was another callback that was really good. The security guard that was walking up along the cars, telling him that he had turned around. It's a gas leak.
Oh, Skank.
I would never remember that. Skank.
Skank.
Would have never. And again, just clever writing. I mean, this may say cliche.
Yeah, he was like, take me to your leader. My base before any else, right?
Oh my God, that was great.
I was dying. He's like,
and Darcy's in the back going, you know, flashing a peace sign at the guard.
Well, she even had as an actress, they're all just great gifted comic timing people. She's like, I have 70 letters going to my lawyer. He's like, no, you don't. No, I don't. That was, I mean, you saw it coming, but it was delivered flawlessly. Flawlessly, they're coming in. They're going to do this. Like she's like, you're playing solitaire. I had read earlier. I have an alien brilliant mind. You don't think I can hack any of your systems? He remembered his own password. It was like baby diaper one or something. I mean, that's just, and you know, one of us shared the it might have been me the interview. It's like the ratings were good, the both critical and artistic. All of them were good. But their platform can't support it.
Television.
And my but the filmmaker in me screaming is like, get HBO on the phone right now. They can, you know, sponsor Game of Thrones. This is, it'll be 1/18th of a Game
HBO
of Thrones.
HBO has way more losers than winners. This would definitely be in the winner's box if they had the money to spend it.
Make the call. Netflix. Just call Netflix.
Netflix, right? And we talked about this last week. It's not like he doesn't have the numbers.
Again, they hit all the marks.
Star Wars, they could have taken to Disney, right? I was wondering, because we talked about that last week, and I was wondering if it's a Dark Horse issue. If Dark Horse Comics doesn't have a deal with any networks and not,
perhaps, but it can be done. And there's no such thing as it can't be done when it comes to contracts.
But I also feel like, you know, I've watched a bunch of post interviews from a lot of the staff, right? You know, a lot of the characters and stuff. And I think there's going to be a fan push to get a fifth season and more.
We've discussed that.
I don't think the actors are going to do it. I think they realized, okay, I'm very sad the show ended, but I'm so happy it ended in a way that I'm not aggravated.
Sad.
Now, there could be a couple spinoffs there.
Unless it's Big Black and Harry go into Krypton.
I actually hope not.
And I see what you're saying. I feel right?
Like I am happy with where it ended, and I will maybe once a year do a binge. Resident Alien Rainy Sad Day binge watch or something like that.
It's going to make you miss it. You're going to be yelling for the next 4 days. It's some BS.
But
this is some bullshit.
But it's not going the route of The Walking Dead. Where that show
jumping the shark is the term,
right? Where I don't even call that jumping the shark, right?
Just because Fonzie
did that, and that was gone in a.
It's still going. That's the thing. There's still a Daryl Dixon,
right? And like I haven't watched a Walking Dead episode since any
years,
of that.
Years,
in years now.
And I lived and died on that show. I haven't.
Yeah. No. And there's other shows out there that like they should have ended and they didn't, and.
You're not wrong. However, I think they had at least two seasons left in them.
I do, but I don't think they good do ones. Anymore.
Well, no, we discussed that before where people have already mentally moved on. Yeah. You can't bring them up. The energy's gone. Won't be the same. It won't be right? the same.
So I'm glad they ended how they ended and where they ended. I
really appreciate how they ended it. Yeah. As I said earlier, they treated each character the right way and gave them a good ending.
They even gave Ethan a good end, and he was like total peripheral. You know, who's the David the Bruce Banner guy though at the end, the alien who got hybrid. He didn't
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, he didn't. He ended a little dirty. He'd be the only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but they were all like in his jawbone. Oh no, wait, that was one of the interviews they were talking. So one of the social media clips they put out. They were asking everybody who the cutest or the sexiest alien was. They were all like Joseph. They're like his jawbone. Oh, he's just perfect. Like the mayor's wife, Asta, Darcy. They all rated him. And Harry's like, this is some bullshit or something. You
know? Awesome. Well written show where when the mayor and mayor's wife were just having that chat on the bench in the middle of Main Street.
Yeah. You're
just
a weirdo, but you're my weirdo.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was chilled it out. It brought
us down.
I'm
the mayor and I will kill you all.
And with the Girl Scout.
They've run and she's like, they're not with me. So the wife grabs
grab the cookies.
Cookies and he kicks over the thing. Oh my God.
But again, it's so well done. They had a nice palate cleanser. They're having a talk on the bench. It's not super funny. It's not over sentimental. And then, hey, wait, isn't that the girl? And they brought it.
I will end you. He's like, oh, I'm the mayor, and I will kill you all.
Yeah, he went there. I'm the mayor, and I will kill you.
Oh, my God. He's like, oh. She's like, grab the cookies. What a great...
Yeah, and in the show, at the very end of the show, it was, you know, him looking at the picture, he's gotten on the planet, and then I kind of wish it ended on a Darcy Harry moment, opposed to Darcy and Asta. I'm sorry, Asta and Harry moment, opposed to the two ladies on the street, and she drives away. And I swore she wasn't going to make that turn at the stop sign. I'm just weird looking at that stuff. But then they tried to do the parallel mirror of the travel of Harry and then the travel of Asta to their next, you know, life chapter. Okay, but I would have liked Asta and Harry because that was the core of this show that kept it riveting, among a zillion other things. But yeah.
I was not unhappy with how they ended.
I wasn't unhappy, but I don't know.
And I looked at it and I, like I said, I was really worried about how they were going to end it. You know, going into it.
They did a great job with it.
There was some cheesy stuff, like Big Black going to work for the government is cheesy. Right,
but that was part of it. It gave you like
that was good.
It gave us a moment to breathe.
Yeah, but it was also part of the stick of the show. You're
the
like,
shtick.
Yeah, right. Like and stuff like that, and like him fishing with his father was a little like you saw that coming, but it was touching when it happened. But just some of the stuff, it was like I felt
And it, but see,
a great ending for a great show.
As corny as it was, they let us just savor it and take it in. This is a stretch, but this is my gripe with like anime. Don't explain it. Oh, you were tired for fighting for 2 hours. Now I'll come. Don't explain it. You know, Big Black had his moment with his dad. There was no interaction between Big Black and Harry about like thanks for doing it. They just let it go. It was just understood.
And that's the way it should have been.
And great storytelling. It's just understood. Yeah. And I wasn't sure what he. Yeah, it was okay, I guess, but I it seemed like they wanted to have deeper impact when Harry wrote in permanent mark, you know, Sharpie. Harry was here in the cabin. I was like, yeah, okay, that's and then good song at the end.
Yeah,
Humanity.
Well, I when he took that thing, I thought he was going to write like something, right? Like I was trying to figure out what he was going to write, and then like it was like that made a sense that Harry was here, right? Like that's.
Yeah, it was a Shawshank moment, basically.
Shawshank, what was it? Where the guy hung himself there. Shawshank.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at the end, too, right? Yeah, I think he wrote, anyway, Morgan Freeman did it. But, gosh, I want to end on that. The, what are we missing? Anything else?
I don't know.
We talked about every scene in the show. But kind of like what you're saying, Warren, again, great storytelling. Every character had an arc. Everybody was at the opposite of the end, at the end that they were in the beginning. All of a sudden, obviously Harry, he was more human. He had a heart, soul sentiment. Asta, she's stuck there, but now she's broadened. Every character. Darcy was who she was. Boom, all of them. And all the characters that needed to have an arc had an arc. The mayor's wife even. I'm going to reminisce on her. That's just, again, that wasn't just acting. Her visceral fight scenes, that's an angry spirit in that really very beautiful woman, actress body. She is
that whole season where they ended up fighting the two government agents, that whole season with her was just spectacular.
Obviously, and, with the stick and then being the dummy thing, like that was rage. That was not acting. That she's got rage in her spirit.
But the thing I'm always going to remember now is, quick, grab the cookies.
See, now you're making me remember the fight scene where her and the mayor like totally went. You know,
they beat up the spies.
Wow!
Music.
Never saw that. I mean, there's no way anybody could have predicted that, and they deliver. This show delivers.
Maybe one of the greatest scenes ever. Oh my god! Beat him with a bribe.
And I mentioned it. This is from the beginning. Again, Big Black. Look at the arc of that guy because he puts up such a wall. And when Harry breached that wall by compromising his men, like that's just good story. Again, I keep saying that's just great storytelling. You don't do that to this character, and they did it. And maybe if you took your dad's vision, he wouldn't do that. God.
That was wow.
Hey, wow, that's why again he gets MVP for the final episode is the Big Black character. Just so, and the interviews after, he's the only one who seems to be like like trading places to turn it back on.
He's like, this is my favorite role I've ever played, and I can see why.
They all won the lottery on this one.
Yeah,
this is kind of Games of Thrones-y where they've established their legacy as actors. This will be something they'll be remembered for. If they never get anything else, they've got something to hang their hook on in a very, very difficult business. So RIP, RA. And I don't know. Sad. It's, I'm glad, like you said, Phil, but I hate to eclipse it by the sadness is going to overtake the fact that they wrapped it.
Because I now know that in 3 days, there's not going to be one.
Yeah. It's going to resonate further along the timeline. I felt bad when the shadow dart the shadows was gone. Like I'm not going to see X. I'm already Gizmo. I can remember one character.
Andor.
No, who's the lady? I can't remember her name anymore. See,
Nadia.
That's how bad.
Nadia.
I mean the other the Andor they held the show, but I'm going to miss Nadia. I'm going to miss Colin Robinson.
I miss Colin Robinson every day.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want, but that's
you
that's
do have
gonna...
the Colin Robinson T-shirt to remind.
No, and I wear it with pride. And it's great when I wear that. Like I literally had somebody in a Walmart go to me, "What's up, dog?" Right? They were like,
"There's
what's
a camaraderie."
Up, and I looked, and they were like, "I watched this show," and I was like, oh, "Bye bye," right? Like that is like bonding moment.
It's like a dirty like, Philadelphia Eagles man.
What's up, dog?
But see, that's my point is, Resident Alien is going to turn into that in a month, 2 years, 4 years. It's like, oh yeah, what was it? Was it Dare See? Like how? That's just Dasta. Sacrilegious. Dasta. Well, that's a thing. At the very end, there is a dot. But yeah, it's going to turn to that. You know, the third.
Yeah. And like, I even like that the bar. He's like, "Hey, red one, let me borrow your."
Oh my god, that was awesome. He still didn't remember her name because that was again out of the multiple themes. It's like he never mentioned me. Well, yeah, you, the red one, give me your music phone. He never mentioned me. Oh, yeah, because he's like, oh, you must be Asta. No, I'm Darcy. He's like, you never mentioned me. Oh,
what a great show.
Yeah, man, and gosh darn it, you know, like I don't want to leave. I feel bad. I'm going. He's like, I can't have him angry. What are you gonna do? I must kill him. That's the only. So he's, well, I'm gonna kill him with this. You're not gonna kill him with baby aspirin. And then she's like, and then again, sentimental.
And he wanted to kill the old lady. He's like, not old lady.
Oh yeah, what is it like? Less than a year ago, he's looking for people to kill to replace. I don't even remember the storyline, but yeah, then Asta's like, again, that loyalty and friendship between those two characters. I'm sure that giant, that big alien brain will figure something out. And it's like, yeah, that's just a, you know, the soft right hook of justice. Like you'll figure it out, man. You'll get it. It'll do it. But did we talk for like 4 hours?
I don't know.
Resident Alien.
I paused the clock a while ago. I figured we should do it or we'll just keep talking forever. What a great show. I think
it will be missed. Year,
we should binge watch it and then do an episode.
I'll say it, man. I don't think we're going to come across, for as long as TMO is out, I don't think we're going to run across her like this.
I'd be hard pressed to come across something that good.
This is like, again, it's like MASH. How many MASHs have been around since MASH?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
That good?
Damn it.
But good.
You know what this is? It's some bullshit.
It says some bullshit.
Anyways, we'll be back next week. We're going to talk Wednesday. We're going to talk
Star Trek,
some Twisted Metal, all that stuff. This has been the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com and Spotify.